This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Well, Devin Nunes has been called a big, fat, dirty rat creature, small, little, a house slave. Just all sorts of, you know, like, we'll keep those little Hispanics down type garbage is the talking point by Bill Maher and other creatures, other leftist race peddlers like Alec Baldwin reading off teleprompters. But despite all that, despite all the demonizations, Nunes says attacks from the left memo are quite enjoyable. He said that over the weekend on Fox News. Here it is.
Quickly, Mr. Chairman, some people have called you a Russian agent. Others have said you should be fired. The barbs today on cable TV were pretty amazing. Your thoughts in dealing with all of this in the job that you have?
Yeah, it's actually quite enjoyable. Because we have the underlying facts. We've been investigating this for a really long time. So you know that you're over the target when you're being attacked from all sides.
Mr. Chairman, and we have so to leave it there. The computer.
Finally, people that aren't cowards. All we've been looking for. Finally. And I love it. The more they persecute Nunes the last year, the more he goes from being a moderate to being an extremist. Because freedom can only be defended by extremism. When you have extremism coming down on you, the only action is to be extreme back. They're trying to put Trump and everybody in prison with made-up crap and committed crimes to do it. They've been caught. Throw them in prison. We're not vindictive. We're not looking for war. We want peace. They already declared war on us. Here's Jim Jordan. We need a second special counsel. Well, that's not going to come out of Rosenstein or anybody that's hijacked the Justice Department with however they've compromised the Attorney General, who's rolled over like a dead whale. But here's the good news. Now that we learned how to fight again, thanks to the American people and people like Trump and Nunes and the other congressmen, the folks that are calling for criminal charges, Paul Gosar, there's no going back. The sleeping giant's awake. See, that's why they're so panicked. Again, they thought when we were asleep, they had intimidated us like Lilliputians. But we wake up and just break out of the bonds real quick. Now that the fight's on, woo, sleeping giant's awake. There's no going back. And, you know, it's not like the CIA guy that's threatening to attack everybody saying, oh, we're winning. When I say we're winning, we're winning. Does that mean they can't get a lucky uppercut on us? No. Let's not start celebrating yet. But let me tell you something. We're chewing their asses up. Let's go ahead and go to Jim Jordan.
I definitely think there are grounds for a second special counsel because I'm not a big fan of special counsels, but I see no other remedy. And that's why 6 months ago, Mark Meadows, myself, and several others, we called for a second special counsel. Then I think now more than ever, it is certainly warranted. The one thing I always say, though, is don't have it be someone from Washington, like Mueller and his team, all the Washington insiders. Have it be a judge, a retired federal judge from somewhere in the middle of the country, somewhere outside the swamp. Have them put together a team, then go do the investigation, and then whatever conclusion they reach, I think there's a much better chance that the American people will accept that conclusion. If it's someone from D.C., if it's Mueller who tries to expand, I think that's a problem. If it's Attorney General Sessions who's recused himself, I think that's a problem.
Right.
So I see no other remedy but a second special counsel.
That's right. And Mueller and all these other people, Comey, they don't know what to do now that somebody's fighting back. They're just like, what? You're fighting back? I can't believe this. You're not supposed to do that. And we come back, Zach, our intel source, is going to join us. I'd even forgotten. A few times ago he was on, he warned of Amtrak attacks. Three of them just happened. Another one happened today, killing some folks, unfortunately. He says that they've rolled up some terror threats at the Super Bowl, but they may still have some splinter groups they were unable to find. That's coming up, and we'll also show Phil Mudd of the CIA and FBI trying to broadcast, "All's well, we're winning, we're winning." Yeah, like Baghdad Bob in 2003.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The president's talking about basically corruption at the FBI today, but we oppose the leadership. The workforce is going to look at this and say, this is an attack on our ability to conduct an investigation with integrity. There's hundreds of agents and analysts working on this investigation. It's not just Christopher Wray, the FBI director. So the FBI people, I'm going to tell you, are ticked. And they're going to be saying, I guarantee it, you think you can push us off this because you can try to intimidate the director? You better think again, Mr. President. You've been around for 13 months. We've been around since 1908. I know how this game is going to be played. We're going to win.
Well, we've been around since 1776, globalist. So you imply you're the FBI and everyone at the FBI agrees with you. And it's like I said last year, they act like Mueller's the king of America and he decides. No, there's separation of powers, an impeachment, an indictment in the House, a trial in the Senate would decide. But they want to have a fake indictment from the swamp, like every other court ruling against the president that later gets reversed. They're all getting reversed. It's out of the swamp. Now, Zach, again, is a known intel source, formerly with Army Special Operations Command out of Florida. And I mean, going back a decade ago, TV pieces, news articles, you know about his work. Did a lot of clandestine stuff as a great source. His info dovetailed with our hostage rescue team information that proved to be accurate is the whole Vegas narrative collapses, multiple shooters, other people arrested. It goes on and on. But he's been calling in for like a year. Has a lot of great sources. I know who Zach is. Zach is his real first name. The FBI certainly knows who he is. They picked him up before, taking him into the military base, even though he's out of the military now in another position to be questioned. But there's a civil war going on. Most people in the military agree with what he's doing. He's not giving out any secret information. He's giving out his own analysis and things he's getting from other sources. But, Zach, I should, before we get into the derailments that you've been saying, look for more of those to come, three of them the last month, more fatalities today, one last week. Talking about what that is, getting into the Super Bowl threat in Little Mogadishu that you said on Friday they'd rolled up some of the threats, but there was still a concern, the Super Bowl coming up here in just an hour or so, or is it ongoing? I'm not even paying attention. How, since you got picked up by the FBI the second time, questioning once, took you in once the second time. What is the position from your colleagues and others, you coming on this show, this broadcast, and talking about this information?
How you doing, Alex? It's great to be back on with you. And, yeah, let's get right to it. You know, I have the support from everybody I work with and everything that's been going on. If you happen to be a patriot, if you happen to be aligned with freedom and what you think democracy should look like in a constitutional republic, you should be in line with me. Again, there are deep state factions, these intelligence operations, but the people around me, my friends, family, people who work with me physically understand who I am, know who I am, and we get along well, and they respect and commend what I'm doing.
I just want to get the sense of it because, you know, Trump got elected. He's a patriot. a year later, it's like, wow, validation, we did the right thing. And then to have the Democrats that are openly saying kill cops, race war, overthrow the country, to have them now all say we're Russian agents when they have the Russian connections is asinine. Can you speak to just the sense from your own, as a intelligence analyst that's done a lot of work and has had some high-level clearances, where the Republic is right now? Then let's get into the latest information about deep state actors and how they're trying to destabilize things.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two factions in the United States. There's legitimate government that's being ran by the White House right now, restoring the American Republic and the Second American Revolution. And then there's the deep state, the generational, just toxic poison that's been in the White House and been in our intelligence agencies for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And literally the Donald Trump administration is combating that in patriots and generals and people within the military and within the private sector have been waiting for this. We needed to actually have the capability of doing this, and Donald Trump has given us that opportunity to do this. So,
that's right. He was the breakthrough, and everybody now knows is the moment, so we're all piling on. That's why it's so powerful. That's why the deep state's so scared.
The one point where, and I think you spoke about it last week, I'm sorry I couldn't get on Friday, I have a couple more breaking points, but the issue coming out of the left behind Obama, Bush, Clinton administration officials is this narrative against Russia, which is very dangerous and problematic. And I hope Trump's not following the line. I don't think he is. But, we just had this Russian jet shot down over Syria by rebels that McCain, Obama, and our administration funded. This was a Russian jet shot down, and this missile was a U.S.-made missile. The Trump administration and our current administration is not backing these rebels, but these were absolutely backed by our administration during the Obama time, during the McCain time. So this is very problematic, and the Russians are not happy about it. There was a light show in retaliation going on in Syria, but this is being backed by our deep state left behind networks and Turkey outright. So this jet that was shot down over Russia.
I was about to say, where is Turkey on its invasion of Syria? Is that globalist deep state retaliation to the attempt to stabilize Syria?
Absolutely, that's globalist deep state. But I mean, we don't have to have that short of that long of a memory. I mean, this is McCain, this is Obama, these are the rebels. They wanted Bashar al-Assad out of there. But
well, I was about to say, it seems the only area that Trump is failing is being bullied into major escalations with Russia, moving heavy weapons into Ukraine, moving troops up to the border.
There was so much collateral damage and so much left behind, because during the entire 8 years, during ISIS, during Iraq, during Libya, we started, funding these rebel groups and funding these ridiculous individuals. And our administration currently, the Trump administration, are no longer backing these rebel groups. We've sort of got out of Syria as far as backing rebels go. And we're absolutely fighting ISIS, but we're not going to back, quote-unquote, moderate rebel forces, because they're not. We always know what they become, and Russia is legitimately fighting them there. So this jet that was shot down was, very problematic, because, they shot it down with a shoulder-fired missile that was U.S. made, and make no mistake, that's thanks to John McCain, that's thanks to Barack Obama.
Sure, and that's been my main concern, is that like a Bay of Pigs, whatever, they want to embarrass Trump, and it's foreign policies where they think they can get him, just like you said with the whole missile situation out of Hawaii. Let's get to the derailments right now, which, again, record-level derailments, very, very suspicious. I know you have some information on that, and we'll come back again to the Super Bowl.
Yes, absolutely. So, this train crash in South Carolina was a false flag, 100%, first and foremost. It was a false flag. It was by the deep state, 100%. This was the third Amtrak train attack incident since December 18th, and this latest attack was in South Carolina in Trey Gowdy's backyard. And what was the identifier on the train? It was Amtrak train 91. Pay attention to these numbers, folks. They love the numerology. They love the symbolism. How is this tied to Vegas? Where did they attack? The Route 91 Music Festival. I mean, you can't make these anomalies. They're sick. They're creepy. This happens. In Trey Gowdy's backyard, Amtrak 91 crashes out of nowhere.
And it's on the wrong track, and they admit it's all automated.
It's hacked by the deep state. It's hacked by the deep state. It's hacked by Antifa. It's all Amtrak, and they have the NTSB GO team there to investigate. They need to have the FBI there investigating, but of course they're a little too busy trying to carry out a false flag in Minneapolis as we speak, trying to stop one, but you know what I mean. I mean, look, This is sick. You can't have this connection. This is Amtrak train number 91. This is train 91.
And I looked it up. This is another automated track where the computers are switching. The human just watches. Since we went automated, the crashes are way up.
There's no excuse for this. These anomalies, there's just no excuse for this. And people are so sort of brainwashed, and they're so, you know, into one team where they just cannot believe that Trump could do any good, that just go with the mainstream media.
Sure, I know the globalists don't want to go to prison, so they'll say, watch this number, and that gives them solace to their underlings. Well, when they see the number over and over again, what does 91 mean?
Well, they love the nines and the ones. Just go 911, go 911. They keep on doing it. It's 911. It's the Route 91 Music Festival in Vegas. This is Amtrak train 91 that's being attacked. This is a symbol. This is a signature. Like
it's like leaving an ace of spades if you're an assassination team in Vietnam.
This is complete forensic. I mean, everyone knows what this is. And this is a message to their fellow travelers in base, and also a critical message to our actual intelligence agency to say, we can hit you where we want, when we want. How about we hit you in the back of Trey Gowdy's backyard because we know what you're about to do? And, how about we pull off train 91 right there? I mean, this is obvious, and there's obviously other intel that I can't get into, but none of this stuff happens in vacuums. We've seen it. We know what's going on, but the position that the Trump administration is taking, like the failed Hawaiian missile test, it's to not give them the glory of doing it. We're stopping it as much as we can.
All right, stay there. Let's come back into the Super Bowl straight ahead.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're limited on time tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm going to go right back to Zach right now, our great intel source. I've already introduced him. Amazing stuff he's predicted. He's a proven source. We know who he is. Has great connections. Our other sources say he's a great source. So, Zach, you were on earlier last week. And you were getting into Islamic threats on the Super Bowl. Please give us the latest information on that.
Okay, absolutely. And I join you from Palo Alto right now. After I left on that call, I was going to join you Friday. I couldn't. I had to take a flight to Palo Alto to do some work, some think tank engineering. And please let me get to the next point I'm going to make about the Hawaiian missile test and a little bit more breaking intel that had a lot of people upset about me and you talking about that. So I'm going to talk about the false flag now, but we got to get to that point as well. But about the false flag, we were on Wednesday speaking, and now I can finally get into it. They've published the article, so we can talk about it publicly. All the info warriors, everyone, look it up. This is what I'm about to say. EPG Security Group. This is the same security group that was at the Trump inauguration and the RNC, provided perfect security. They're ran by patriots, founded by a Marine. They were relieved of their contract out of nowhere by the feds on Wednesday and replaced with G4S Security. Out of nowhere, they come in and take EPG Security Group out of there and replace them with G4S. And why is this important? Well, what is G4S, the security firm? You know, G4S, the same group and company, the security firm that employed the Orlando nightclub pole shooter, Omar Mateen, yeah, that G4S. The same G4S that runs the deep state story work at Guantanamo, at Diego Garcia, at Black Site, at several other federal assets. So out of nowhere, just days before the Super Bowl, the feds come in, and this is public information. You can pull up the stories now. They relieved EPG Security Group, you know, comprised of trusted patriots, relieved them due to bogus claims that they have hired people with sort of issues with background checks, which is complete nitpicking, and replaced them with G4S operatives. This is official. You could pour the stories up as we speak, and this is very problematic. That's one point of many that have led to many concerns, of course, of the credible threats that we have, but that by itself needs to be investigated. That's problematic. And I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight until I watch all the breaking news and everything that's going on, because it probably won't be an attack up until the game, but people leaving the stadium inebriated in a haze, all the hysteria, all the things going on, it's going to be a mess. So this is going to go into the early morning hours of tomorrow. But
you were saying that they rolled a lot of it up, according to your sources. Give us specifics.
Yeah, they've rolled a lot of it up, and we're watching a lot of it. But this last minute change of removing EPG Security Group and replacing them with G4S is so problematic that now, you know, this is a completely different landscape that we have to watch and be vigilant of. These last minute changes in an event of this high caliber is unprecedented.
And it is a fact that the Pulse nightclub guy did work for that company, and that company does keep popping up.
And EPG specifically, They get them on, essentially typos on applications. Nothing legitimate. The EPG is legitimate. They work with the Trump administration. They work during the RNC convention. They work during the inauguration. It's comprised of patriots, special operators, and the likes. And the specific branch, they're out of D.C., Tampa, and they have a branch specifically in Minneapolis. You're going to take these guys out of their own backyard who are patriots and replace them with G4S just days, 48 hours before the big weekend. This is major, major, major. We're watching them. We were doing what we can, but this was a move at the behest of the FBI. And obviously, your buddies there, Phil Mudd, talking about 1908. They want to pull something off, and we're watching them, and we're hoping for the best.
Well, you look at how crazed Mudd and all of them are about how they're going to kill the president on TV and how they're going to overthrow and how they're winning. That looks like desperation to get their stay behind networks, to believe that they're actually still going to win. So stay at your post.
Yeah, this is unprecedented. And again, the train crash yesterday is completely verified. I mean, come on, this is a false flag 100%. And some of these certain things I just legitimately cannot get into for security reasons and just legal issues. I can't get into it. And I wish I could spill the beans right now on certain things, but I can't. But just for public disclosure, that train crash was coordinated, and that's just hacking into the actual systems there. You don't have three train tracks within a month, all Amtrak, and the anomalies between Vegas.
Sure, the other train tracks aren't remote control. It's always Amtrak.
And look at the target. These aren't passenger trains. They come right after speeches, right on time. Look at the numerology. Look at what's going on. This is sick, and this is desperate. And there's just a lot going on.
They also use it to change the subject each time in a key cycle.
100%. And you notice when I was on with you on Wednesday, we spoke about the failed missile test and the false flag there. But look. I got a lot of flack for talking about that, and I was kind of advised to sort of stay off certain things, but there's nothing problematic. This is public information, and I'm not going to be threatened or thrown off by anything if it's going to make my life a little bit uncomfortable. Listen, when we moved, people need to know this right now, and this they could start Googling, they could pick this stuff up. Just Google Chinese mind warfare. This is Chinese deep state and rogue U.S. globalist forces. There's false flags.
By the way, let me stop you. That's not even hidden. The Chinese dictator came to Davos a year ago and said, I will save you. And they're admittedly funding everything after the Saudis got cut off. And they are engaged in all this domestically.
So we see the major fleet of Navy destroyers make their way to the Pacific last year. And what happens last year? We have the USSS Fitzgerald and the USS John McCain both get attacked. They say it's just operator error. They got ran into. There's sailors dead. Special operators dead. There's people that we didn't know what happened. There must be a radar issue. Wrong. Look this up. This is Chinese mind warfare, not the official Chinese government. Just like here, the deep state Chinese government using EMP mines underwater to completely make those
Well, it's up to six ships now that get totally blacked out, and then they use a Chinese freighter to ram it, right?
Well, yeah, they ask, how can this be? How come you couldn't see it coming? Because they lost all power. How can they lose all power? EMP mines being used underground. The ship goes dark, and they have another.
Well, by the way, all the experts agree. There's no way these ships are doing this with all the satellites and all the radar. It's just crazy. And you notice we've got our military there. We know they got the satellite killers, all of it. What a crazy time, though, to know the Democrats and everybody else are allied with the communist Chinese, as if that's going to save them.
The law, and on the Fitzgerald in particular, and on McCain had some capability, but on the Fitzgerald, you have the law's laser weapon system, which is anti-missile, on the actual deck there. But, we talk about it on Wednesday, and now this is coming out. What's this guy talking about, torpedoes? Look what CNN, and people can pull this up right now.
Listen, I've got the young man that was at the inauguration coming up, that Trump talked about, putting the flags on veterans' graves and the whole NFL thing. He's coming up in like 5 minutes, but I want you to finish up on the destroyer specifically, because I want to ask question, is the United States going to start striking back against all this? Because if Phil Mudd's on TV saying he's going to kill the president, and the fact that he's still walking around makes me ask a serious question.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I am your host, Alex Jones. Hollywood, the mainstream media, the NFL have been pretty much seized by globalists. They're leftist ideology, but people are fighting back everywhere, not just President Trump. Coming up in just 3 or 4 minutes, Preston Sharp, the young man who President Trump had at the inauguration as an example, the opposite of the people taking a knee during the whole NFL debacle during the Star Spangled Banner. He'll be joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. But finishing up with Zach, our amazing intel source. I know who Zach is. I can confirm the things he's done. I can confirm other sources. I think it's great Zach's coming on. Obviously made some phone calls. But, you know, Zach's giving us his personal view as a citizen. Zach, finish up with what you were getting into with the attacks on, I said six or eight ships, like 12 ships, but a lot of big ones being attacked. They say it's pretty much impossible with the radar and with the satellites, but clearly they're powered down. Then they get rammed. It sounds like China's already declared war. Well, hell, they've had Chinese generals declare war 2 years ago on the United States. So what's really going on? What caused the pivot to the Pacific?
Absolutely. And, you know, this becomes convoluted and confusing to people because they say, well, you know, if we were attacked by them, why wouldn't we just come out and strike them? Easier said than done. We're involved in wars. We're trying to get our economy off the, off its back.
It's shadow wars, covert war. Most war is covert.
And absolutely, this is going on in, you know, this is going on in the Pacific. Look, there's rogue subs, there's Chinese deep state and U.S. globalist forces, you know, attacking. So,
you know, the Chinese have a lot of drone subs in too, right? Drones?
We talk about it on Wednesday, and look what CNN does with their Operation Mockingbird CIA asset Barber Star at 7 in the morning this you know, just yesterday. CNN runs the headline U.S. says Russia developing undersea nuclear armed torpedo. Just as the White House is caught in a political minefield over the Russian investigation, the Pentagon is taking its toughest line yet against Russia's resurgent nuclear forces. They're trying to spin this into a Russia thing when this is a deep state Chinese thing, where this is a real a Navy issue, where there's fight in our waterways, there's fights in our railways, and they're trying to divert our attention because they are running for their life. This is really going on, and some of this stuff is obviously very, you know, very, very secret. We can't get into some of it, but there's wars going on in the Pacific in these waterways, and them putting out headlines trying to, you know, lure Russia into it or tie Russia to it as they knock down their jet over Syria is just ridiculous. And I know Trump sees it. I need him, you know, they knew what they were doing when they're trying to tie in with the Russian collusion. He's going to deal with the memo and hopefully get that off his back, but he needs to, you know, Russia's done nothing wrong here, and the deep state is doing all they can to keep tying Russia into this. They're even trying to tie this into the missile test because the failed Hawaiian missile test info is going to come out. This was a neutralized threat that all happened underwater, eventually breached. This was capable. Now they're saying Russia's coming up with armed torpedoes and nuclear capability. Stop tying Russia to it. They're duping.
No, hours after you broke it, it came out. Promise me then, tomorrow or Tuesday, join us to do a full hour here, Zach. Thank you so much for joining us. Amazing information. I know you're busy. Can you join us Monday or Tuesday?
Absolutely. I'm flying back from Palo Alto on tomorrow, so I could definitely guarantee you that I could be on Tuesday. And I need to tell you about some information in Palo Alto because there are some pro-humanity, ethical individuals in Silicon Valley, one of which is Elon Musk, and we have to make that happen, the melding of the minds. Elon and Alex need to sit down and But yes, on Tuesday, I can.
Well, I've gotten some of those messages. That needs to happen. I agree. Okay, we'll talk very, very soon. Thank you. All right. Amazing. I wish I could tell you that guy is, but someday I'll be able to. We've got one more segment left coming up. And look, you know, I grew up patriotic parents, and I love America, but I was kind of like, this is cheesy. Until I realized how bad other countries are on average and how there's globalists trying to bring down our nation, then I realized patriotism is like a lifeboat in the middle of a frozen ocean. You need it to survive. Because if you don't have that, you're going to be run by something else. If you're not run by your own patriotic Americanism, rugged individualism. And so President Trump pointed out that they have this whole take a knee movement to demonize America and run things on the ground. They're banning veterans groups from running ads saying don't do it during the NFL. But Preston Sharp of PrestonSharp.net, young man, we're going to talk to him here in just a minute. He goes out and puts flags on the graves of veterans that have been forgotten. And you can say, oh, well, you know, what's that do? Well, it shows you care about your ancestors and those that sacrificed. And you realize it's not Hollywood and football stars and basketball stars that are the real heroes, but it's people that actually are willing to stand up for their fellow humans. So let's play a clip of the president talking about Preston Sharp. Here it is during the State of the Union.
Here tonight is Preston Sharp, a 12-year-old boy from Redding, California, who noticed that veterans' graves were not marked with flags on Veterans Day. He decided all by himself to to change that and started a movement that has now placed 40,000 flags at the graves of our great heroes. Preston, a job well done.
So there's the good. Now the president gets into the bad. And if America's so bad, if you hate the country itself, get out. You want to debate the country? That's fine. But don't say you hate it. I'm not going to make you leave. I'm just saying you should.
Young patriots like Preston teach all of us about our civic duty as Americans. And I met Preston a little while ago, and he is something very special that I can tell you. Great future. Thank you very much for all you've done, Preston. Thank you very much.
And then he goes on for 4 minutes about the NFL and these people making $80 million every couple of years.
Reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem.
This is under attack. The Democrats are sitting over there, sitting on the table. All right, then he goes into the whole rebuke of the NFL we've already played. We're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to go to Preston. First off, Preston, you got a great family, you're a great guy, but what was it like sitting right next to Melania Trump, one of the most beautiful and energetic and great ladies out there? I got to say, I'm very jealous because she was particularly glowing. That's kind of like saying the sun's already glowing. What was it like sitting next to Melania Trump?
Wow, it was amazing sitting next to her. When I was sitting next to her, I couldn't believe that I was even invited to the State of the Union or anything like that. It was just amazing.
Well, I got to say, Sean, I've not been intimidated by women or men since I was probably about 14, 15 years old, but I've been around Melania Trump before, and she's a little bit intimidating when you see her in person. She's definitely quite a lady. So I think everybody watching and listening is very jealous right now.
Yeah.
What was it like when you got? What was it like being there, here in this historic State of the Union? America turned around in only 365 days. What was it like being there?
Oh, it was. I didn't believe my eyes because when I started Flags and Flowers, I had no clue that this would ever become. For me, meeting the president or the vice president.
That's a good question. We'll get more into it after the break. But how did you get the idea of seeing no flags in the graves? And then how did the White House learn about that?
So the VA flew me out in September to Washington, D.C. And so that's how the White House found out, I think.
So you go to Arlington? I mean, so you went and saw there was no flags?
Yeah, so how I started?
Yes.
So I started in a local cemetery near me in Redding, California. And I was going to honor my grandfather who was in the Navy. And I went there thinking that it was Veterans Day and there was going to be flags out on the veterans' grave sites. And when I got there, there wasn't. So I got really frustrated with that, and I really wanted to honor our veterans, and I really felt like they should be honored for what they did.
Let's talk about that when we come back, because you weren't watching MTV, you weren't sitting there, sucking.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live final segment before I return tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with the InfoWar for the weekday transmission. We've got some big breaking news here in a few minutes after Preston leaves us. I'm just going to leave it at that. We have major Democratic Party spokespersons coming out and foreshadowing exactly what I said last week, word for word. We don't have the staff to go back and get the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but you, the listeners, can do this. And if you post it, we'll play it tomorrow, or maybe we'll try. We do 4 hours a day, and then all the other shows, another 6-7 hours. But remember what I said, word for word. I'm going to talk about it coming up here in just a few minutes. Preston, you're awesome, PrestonSharp.net. I wanted you to just go back to your awakening, why you decided to get involved, because your grandfather was in World War II. You were saying you didn't see the flags out there when you wanted to go. And so, without putting words in your mouth, I'm leaving off where you finished. This journey from a few small steps, suddenly you're at the State of the Union. Please continue.
Yeah. So I was at the cemetery, and I realized that there wasn't any flags out. And I just got really mad and just didn't I just got really mad and frustrated that our veterans weren't getting honored, and I wanted to start honoring them. And the cemetery wasn't really well taken care of, so my mom taught me if you see something wrong, to do something about it and not let it get worse. So that's what I did, and I've placed over 40,000 flags and flowers out on veterans' grave sites. And I also clean the stones if they need to be cleaned.
And then you got contacted, what, a month ago or so? When did you get contacted with the White House?
I got contacted.
It doesn't matter specifically. The point is that you took action from your heart, and now it's a big national story about caring about people that, you know, lay their lives down or fight for others.
Yeah, when I started doing this, I was thinking of placing, like, the flags at the cemetery, and I didn't realize that it was going to get this big at all. I just thought that it was going to be a small community thing. And then I just went on the news a couple times, and then it just skyrocketed from there, and people started helping me more, and it has been a lot of support, and it's just been amazing.
Well, you've obviously got great parents. Why don't you spend a minute or two talking about the type of parents you've got that, compared to the average, I'm sorry to say this, average selfish, narcissistic young person out there, a lot of them are with this modern culture. What made you different so that I can learn from that?
Well, I was just like a regular kid, which I still am, but I just went to my grandfather's gravesite, and my mom taught me if you see something wrong, to do something about it. So I was like, God taught that, and that's how I knew what to do, and I just really, really wanted to start honoring veterans because they gave their lives to us, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them.
Now I understand what happened, because you look about a year or two younger in the photo with your grandfather. Now, most World War II vets have died. There's only a few thousand left. And so when I saw that photo, I didn't want to raise it and say, oh, were you visiting him at the graveyard? You were saying you wanted to honor veterans.
That's not my grandpa.
That's another fellow?
Yeah, so that's the veteran who I adopted the dog from, so he can see the dog whenever he wants.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us about your grandfather then.
I don't really know anything about him because I never met him. So, yeah.
Well, he's alive in you right now, and the fact that you care about these things tells us all we need to know. I really appreciate you spending so much time with us. Anything else you'd like to add?
Honor veterans every day, not just on a holiday.
Well, I think we should honor everybody, Preston Sharp, who actually cares about other people and isn't a coward. So you're not a coward, and there you are at the State of the Union, standing up for this country and being the opposite of people making $10 million a year that are so upset about this country. I don't know why these people are so upset about the country. They can say they're upset about issues in it, but to say the country itself's bad, it's a bunch of communist Chinese propaganda. That's who's running this whole thing. All right, sir, we appreciate you. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, that's a really smart 12-year-old young man there. We're excited to have him on to talk about it, because here's the deal. I grew up hearing about how great America was and how great Texas was and about my family ancestry and the rest of it. And I wasn't an arrogant person, so I thought, this is kind of arrogant. My parents weren't arrogant. They were just telling me the history. And once I got older and realized everything I stood for was under total attack by a bunch of offshore mega corporations because they saw what my family stood for and what they did as the enemy. And that was strong people stand up and build a civilization. They don't squat the little people and dominate them and control them and hurt them. Strong people stand up against bullies and hand their ass to them. And so now I understand my mission. But it was good having that young man on. The Super Bowl's coming up. I hope there's no terror attack, but Zach's been a really great source, and he says they've rolled up most of the threats there, but we'll continue to see what unfolds with that. Just know this country is in a fight for its very life right now. And I think about all the things that are happening, and I think about all the things that are unfolding, and it makes my head spin. But I know it makes your head spin as well. Just know this. If you do the right thing and take action, there's nothing we can't turn around. I have one more piece of news I want to get to here, but I want to just play Devin Nunes one more time. Attacks the left, the attacks from the left, he says, are quite enjoyable because in that is the essence of what's going to make us turn this civilization around. When we're demonized, when we're bullied, we're attacked, we don't give in, we don't back down. We'll play that clip, and I've got a huge piece of news at the end to cover. Here it is.
This Russian investigation.
Quickly, Mr. Chairman, some people have called you a Russian agent. Others have said you should be fired. The barbs today on cable TV were pretty amazing. Your thoughts in dealing with all of this in the job that you have?
Yeah, it's actually quite enjoyable because we have the underlying facts. We've been investigating this for a really long time. So you know that you're over the target. When you're being attacked from all sides.
Mr. Chairman, and we have to leave it there. The computer's...
So, you know you're over the target when you're getting the flak. Congressman Schiff has a little bit different view of that. He has come out on MSNBC and suggest another Oklahoma City bombing could happen because of GOP FISA memo. And then we have the same thing being echoed by the head gopher who was on the National Security Council, Eliza Jordan, whose husband, Michael Hastings, exposed his government corruption when his car then got bombed in Los Angeles, what, 4 or 5 years ago. So MSNBC analyst claims conspiracies about FBI text messages could lead to violence. There are going to be consequences. She says violent massacres. And now we have Schiff saying it. So you want to overthrow the president, overthrow the election, do all this. Everybody's a criminal but you. But as GOP representatives begin to go public saying, we need criminal misconduct investigations of you for what you've done, you realize who's really scared here. And then you understand what I've been saying for the last week. Their last card to play is to stage a false flag attack against a federal building. I said that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Their last card to play would be to bomb one of their own buildings. I said, I think they're probably putting plastic explosives in the federal buildings right now. Right Wing Watch and even Media Matters of George Soros ran with that headline. I said, the Democrats, the globalists are planning to bomb a federal building. The Democrats are preparing to stage a terror attack to make themselves the victim. That'd be their next card to play. And then he comes right out this weekend and says it. Let's go to a clip of him talking about that right now. Here it is.
But the real damage they have done is they have damaged the relationship between our committee and the intelligence community. In the future, the intelligence community is going to be very wary about sharing information with us because they won't trust us to be responsible stewards of it.
They're gone.
And sources of information are going to dry up. If you have a neighbor next door who's buying a lot of fertilizer and it seems odd to you because they don't have a yard, are you going to think twice before calling the FBI? Because if they get a search warrant for your neighbor and something is politicized, the political winds change, and there's an investigation, your identity is going to be revealed because you really can't
Obama
trust
got
that this is going to be
protecting Hezbollah for 8 years.
There's a reason why this process has never been
recruiting and making money. So there's the threat. From the Democrats that hate America, from the people that say they hate Christians and hate families, and I mean, they are the scum of the earth, and they're freaked out because the face-sucking parasites are getting pulled off this country. Spread the link, InfoWars.com. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.